Our scripture today comes from the book of Ephesians again, chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. So we're in this series about spiritual battles, and Paul encourages us to put on the full armor of God. And why? Because there are times in life when we find ourselves in a battle of the heart, the mind, the soul, the spirit. Have you ever been there? I've been there, it seems, more recently than ever before. And it is very helpful to know that we serve a God who cares and equips us for the battles we face. In this series, we've been looking at Paul's use of the image of a Roman soldier's armor to describe the various ways in which we can be equipped with spiritual armor for everyday life. We've talked about the belt of truth. We have truth from God. The breastplate of righteousness. We have Christ's righteousness, not our own. We have the gospel of peace, the readiness for anything that comes with God's peace, and the shield of faith. Through our faith in Jesus, we can fend off the fiery attacks of the enemy. We have the helmet of salvation. It reminds us that our eternity is sure. And today I want to talk about another part of our spiritual armor, the sword of the Spirit. What about the sword of the Spirit? Paul says in Ephesians 6:17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. One of a Roman soldier's most valuable weapons, in addition to his helmet, was his sword. The Roman soldier used that sword to fend off attacks and to fight toe-to-toe with the enemy. For us, the sword of the Spirit is much the same. What is the sword of the Spirit? Paul says it is the Word of God. Our spiritual sword is God's Word. Our effectiveness in spiritual battle is related to how sharp we are at handling God's Word. Do we know it, study it, become familiar with it? How sharp are we at handling God's Word? Get this. God's Word has tremendous power. Post power in the chat. Remember Jesus' parable about the sower and the seed? Jesus said the seed is the Word of God. The Word of God has great power, but the kind of fruit that it bears in our life is often up to us. What is the condition of our heart toward God's Word? Are we hardened to the Word of God and can't hear it? Or is our faith shallow and not planted very deep in soil so that it withers when heat or persecution comes? Or do the cares of life or the concerns about riches choke off the power of God's Word in our lives? Or is the condition of our heart and life like fertile, rich soil in which the seed can grow and flourish and produce a great crop? We have our part, but God also has His part. Listen to what the writer of Hebrews 4:12 says. For the Word of God is what? Living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. God's Word is alive, living, active. It is sharp, it cuts, it penetrates. God's Word helps us to get down to the nitty-gritty of life. It helps us deal with our sin and our heart attitudes, things that we don't always want to look at or deal with. But He loves us. God doesn't look away, but He helps us to come clean and deal with our stuff. Here's a question. Have you ever needed a spiritual checkup? Have you ever needed an attitude adjustment? Sometimes we need an adjustment. It's like the young couple during their first week of marriage, the young bride admitted, "Honey, you know that I'm still learning how to cook, but at least I can make chicken fried steak and meatloaf." To which the young groom replied as he looked at his plate, "And which would this be?" Sometimes we need an adjustment. No one can help us with that quite like God, because God knows us. He's seen it all, our life from its beginning until now. He knows, and He still loves us, and He loves us enough to use the sword of His Spirit to operate on us, to open us up, to help us to deal with our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups, and we all have them. And we may not want to deal with them, but God knows we need to if we want to be free. I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't want to open God's Word because I know it has the power to change me, and I don't always like change. I don't always want to be changed. Have you ever been there? C.S. Lewis, the famous author, was afraid that joy would no longer be in his life if he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He was surprised to discover that was not the case at all. He experienced even more joy because of Jesus. God wants to see us get free of the things that hinder us and hold us back. He wants to see us fully alive, filled with joy and running free through the fields of this life. So there is the sword of the Spirit. He wants us to have it and to use it throughout our lives. So how do we get it, this sword of the Spirit? Well, initially, it comes alive and becomes real to us through the Holy Spirit. When we make the decision to trust in Jesus and to follow Him, the Holy Spirit comes. And after that initial decision is made, the sword of the Spirit becomes real and alive to us, most often through hearing and study. We hear the Word taught and preached. That's why worship is so important, being in church, and why being connected in a small Bible study group is so vital as well. We also can learn to study the Word ourselves. That's when things really become exciting. We become self-feeders. We no longer have to depend on others feeding us. We learn the skills and habits to feed ourselves. When we begin to develop a hunger for God's Word, and we realize the potential power and impact it has on our lives, it is amazing. Look at how Jesus put it in Matthew 4:4. It is written, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." How do we cultivate that kind of hunger and conviction in our lives? By hanging out with God in prayer and study, but also by hanging out with other believers who are doing the same. We get most fired up in our walk with Christ when our brothers and sisters are helping fan the flame. That is the power of a class or being in a small group. That's why John Wesley encouraged all of his followers to be in a group. Well, how should we use the sword of the Spirit? I think of two primary ways. first of all, to fend off attacks. Often we're just sitting there minding our own business and we come under spiritual attack. Sometimes the attack comes in the form of our circumstances and we wonder, man, am I going to make it through this? Sometimes it comes through other people. Ouch! We are confronted with challenges or conflicts from other people that won't go away. Sometimes the spiritual attack comes from the enemy himself. Remember, 2 weeks ago, we talked about how our spiritual enemy uses fiery arrows of lies, temptations, distraction, and pain to try and pick us off or to take us down. But when we take up the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, and with courage and conviction, we can fend off all of these forms of spiritual attack. The Apostle John speaks encouragement to all of us when he says in 1 John 2:14, I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. We can overcome. We can be strong. We can take up the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to fend off attacks whenever and however they come. We can also use the sword of the Spirit aggressively and with conviction to advance the kingdom of God. Sometimes we're fighting off attacks, but other times we need to go on the attack ourselves in partnership with God to advance His kingdom. The world needs Jesus Christ. Amen? God has blessed us with the good news of the gospel so that we might be a light and a blessing to others. And the local church is God's team to take the good news everywhere. We each have gifts, abilities, and God wants us to use them along with our sword, our knowledge of His Word, to go out into the world and change it and make a difference for His kingdom's sake. It starts with our own children, grandchildren, family members, neighbors, co-workers, friends. Who do you know that needs to know the good news of God's love and grace, forgiveness, and truth? You take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, on their behalf, and lovingly and with compassion teach them about Jesus. Listen to Luke's last statement about the Apostle Paul in Acts 28:31. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. What a word about Paul, but you know what? You and I, we can do it too. Well, what does taking up this sword of the Spirit enable us to do? Live in victory. Post victory in the chat. When we have the assurance and confidence of our salvation, and we know and effectively use God's Word, we are equipped to handle whatever storms or problems, attacks or opportunities that come our way. We are ready. We are able. We know who our source is, and we know where our strength comes from. So how well do you feel equipped today? Have you put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of Christ's righteousness? Are your feet fitted with the gospel of peace? Have you taken up the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit? If so, you are ready. You are equipped. And one more thing. Remember, we are strongest when we band together. We take this spiritual armor, and together we use it to fend off the attacks and to advance God's kingdom. And who has made it all possible? Our Father, God, and His Son, and our Savior, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God. He gives us the what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. One last point Paul makes. We are to keep diligent in prayer. In addition to all of the spiritual armor we're to put on, we're to continue the regular practice of prayer. Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on what? All occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the who? The saints. That ongoing conversation we have with God throughout each day is something available to us. I've been trying to cultivate that all my life. Because I get up early and walk the neighborhood each morning, I've been able to have that early morning time with God, and it is really, really special to me. I don't ever want to miss it. But I'm still working on taking time throughout the day to continue that conversation with God. In some ways, when I'm under stress or pressure, I find myself crying out to Jesus more. Maybe that's what he's been doing with me lately, using stress and pressure to get my attention. Well, if that's it, I would do well to go ahead and find ways to listen and give God my attention. It can happen as we're driving in the car, as we pause before we eat a meal. It can happen just before an important event or a meeting. We can carve out some God time. And we say, and the scripture says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayer requests. This, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. We're to be praying in the Spirit, connected with God through your prayer language or through praying the simple prayer, come, Holy Spirit, come. Keeping our thoughts and our minds open to the saints, the persons that God might bring to our mind for prayer. Wow! These are worthwhile habits to develop, especially when God gives us experiences or glimpses of answered prayer. Well, God has equipped us to put on a full suit of spiritual armor. We have these spiritual weapons, tools with which to take our stand against the devil's scheme, with which to stand firm when the day of evil comes. So let us stand firm today, equipped with the spiritual armor that God has for us for every battle. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, glorious Lord, we thank you for this spiritual armor that you have given us. We know that life is not always easy and the spiritual battles we face are real and often overwhelming. Yet we are not alone in the fight and we are not left ill-equipped. Help us to take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God today, so that we may stand firm in the midst of any and every spiritual battle we face. In Jesus' name we've prayed and everyone said, Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I would love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. We want to pray for you. And thank you again for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us. They're helping us reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom. They're also helping us to encourage those who are part of the body of Christ here. You can go online and use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, as part of your life in Jesus, you have the sword of the Spirit, the power of God's Word. Use it well. Let it speak truth and life into all of your battles, in all of your ways. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen.
You know, Lisa, I'm terrified of elevators.
Of elevators?
Elevators. I take steps to avoid them.
On Thursday, October 19th at 10 a.m., the Christ Church Explorers will be touring historic churches downtown. Tickets are $15 per person, and the deadline to sign up is today. Sign up in the Connect Center.
Come one, come all to our Fall Family Festival, Sunday, October 22nd, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family for an afternoon, including inflatables, games, and other fun activities. Join us in the gym for chili cheese hot dog, corn dogs, or Frito pie meals for just $5 per person. We'll also be selling caramel apples for $1. We hope to see you and your whole family there.
The Demand Project fights against human trafficking and the exploitation of children. On Saturday, October 21st, Christ Church will be volunteering at their campus. Contact Pastor Jim for details.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.
Hey, have you heard about our new shirts? You can get one right now in the People Place. $10.